Mind if I scoot up here? All right. We don't need no mic.
Come on now. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It ain't about the building, right?
That's right.
Because guess what? I'm talking to the church.
Yeah.
Right? It's not the building. It's the people. So thank God. You know, it's amazing. Wherever we go, there we are.
Right.
Wherever we go, God's already there. And He knows what we're going through. And what a powerful presence that we actually were able to step into.
Yes.
So we can have church wherever we go. And that's so cool. I love that. Anybody else feel the presence of God? I feel the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we could sing another song, but we're just going to skip that. Unless you guys want to sing another song. It's kind of like a group. Kind of like small. We're going to ask questions, and hopefully we'll get some honest answers, and I'm just kidding. So today, I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about something you may or may not have heard before. You probably have, because it's biblical, but I want to kind of expound on it a little bit. So the title of this message would be, To Encourage Yourself. To Encourage Yourself. Now, I'm not telling us to bypass, you know, encouraging others, and I'm not saying just get over it, but I want to talk a little bit about how we can encourage ourselves. The scripture reference that I want to use is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. You might see it in the overhead projector, but we don't have one, so we'll go ahead and turn there. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Come on in. Hey, you got it. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these. The next scripture that I want to read from is Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Real quickly, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, we live in this fallen world, and yes, we have all kinds of different struggles and battles, temptations. There's evil people. But what I've found, and what you might have found, that sometimes our biggest problem comes from how we think about things. I don't know if you guys ever catch yourself in a rut or some stinking thinking. Kind of, I don't know if you ever catch that. If you don't know it, well, we'll talk a little bit about it. Maybe we can go there. So it's one of the most effective therapies today. It's something that I think is pretty cool, and I've mentioned it before a couple times, but it's called cognitive behavioral therapy. And it's basically that our thoughts influence our feelings, which influence our behaviors. And this isn't, it's not a magical thing. It just makes sense. If you think about it, you think on something enough, I'm bad, you're probably going to feel bad. That's just kind of common sense. And so I'll expound a little bit on that. The way you think about things can really impact the way you feel and behave. So consider this. Going to a job interview, we dwell on the fact that we could mess up. So we think, I'm going to fail. So because of that, we feel nervous. Maybe even a stomach ache because we're thinking, I'm going to fail. And then we behave kind of shaky. Maybe we'll stutter a little bit. Maybe we're a little goofy. Maybe we'll have to go to the bathroom. Whatever it is, but it starts off, thank you. Can you hear me? That's powerful. It started off with a thought, and that thought was, I'm going to fail, or, yeah, I'm going to fail, I'm going to mess this up. And so that's just an example. And also, another example is when things aren't going right in your life, you might think, nothing is good. And because of that, you'll feel hopeless, you're depressed. And because of that, you might behave by avoiding possible opportunities, friends, families, parties, whatever, just because of that thought. and nothing is good. And so when we go out, this is just a little example. I don't know if it makes sense, but we'll kind of expound a little bit on that. So basically, if we think negative, we feel negative, and because of that, a lot of times we'll act negative, or we'll do things that we'll miss opportunities. We'll behave in a way because of the way that we think. If we think positively, the same thing. We'll feel positive, we'll act in a positive way. These are all coming from the fact that what's taking place in our mind. So most of the battle that we face isn't so much because everybody else. Yes, bad things can happen, but really the power that we can have is if we are able to overcome it in our mind. And now we talk about the problem is that most of us believe lies about ourselves that aren't even true. Because like I said, some of these negative thinking, these are lies. It's not true. We jump to the gun. There's different things that they call it, but we'll overgeneralize. It's all bad. And they're lies, and they're not true. And so studies have shown that we have hundreds of these negative thoughts every day that we're not even aware of. And if you think about it, I mean, that's a lot. Hundreds of negative thoughts. And so basically what I'm kind of proposing is some things that we can think about. So many of us are thinking, I'm worthless, I'm no good, I'm a failure, I'm dumb, I'm weak, I'm ugly, I'm useless, I'm dirty, I'm broken. It's not these things that we're going through a lot of times. It's not so much that we've been possessed by a spirit, but that we're depressed in our spirit. We, so many times, are struggling with things because of the way that we think about ourselves, about situations, about other people. A lot of times we'll sit there and we'll let other people determine our happiness because we'll look at somebody and we'll think, oh, well, they're thinking this. And we'll really wreck ourselves because of the way that we think about ourselves. We'll be believing lies and it's not true. So how do we fix this? How do we switch from negative to positive? Well, first of all, by becoming aware that your feelings can be a byproduct of your negative thinking. First, just the fact that I'm talking about it, I want you to know that, you know, you can become more aware of the way that you think. This is something that we teach all the time. You go to therapy, this is something that you talk about. Not even that, it just makes sense. It's biblical, and I'll give you some scriptures. That we can become aware of some of the things that are going on in our life that maybe we are believing that aren't true. So many times I have to catch myself because I start feeling a certain way. If I'm feeling bad or anxious, maybe I can step back and think about, well, is there something going on? Is there a job interview coming up? I'm nervous about that. And then it's not, I'm being attacked by this and it's not all bad and I'm not going to lose it all. I know that makes sense because I have this job interview. So first you become more aware of it. We don't know that there's a problem most of the time, and so we can't actually act on it. But now I'm saying, let's think about what you're thinking about. Okay, then by challenging the negative thoughts and replacing them with truth. I'm going somewhere. It's not going to be all like this. So you challenge those negative thoughts. For example, I'm a failure. That makes you feel, if you say, hey, I'm a failure, you're going to feel kind of, how are you going to feel? Pretty depressed, right? I'm a failure. You're going to walk around and you're going to feel depressed. You're going to stay at home. You're not going to go places. And really, you challenge that negative thought. Am I a failure at everything? Have I failed at everything? No. And you challenge that. I'm having trouble with this new thing, maybe. Maybe I'm struggling in this area. I have succeeded in other areas before. I'm actually good at a lot of things. You have to challenge those things. Because a lot of times, we will just... we'll take one little thing and we'll run with it. I'm no good. I failed. I messed up that interview. I'm a failure. I can't get a thing. And we'll just sit there and because we're thinking on that, we won't even go to the next job interview. I'm a failure. It's not going to work out. I can already tell. And it's predicting the future. And you wreck yourself. It's not true. It is a lie. And we believe it. And this is all not because of, like, magic things. You're children of God. You got the Holy Ghost living inside of you. You're not possessed. These are things that happen in our own mind. It's our own stinking thinking. I say that too much. As a Christian, And let me just say this. I would call this encouraging yourself. Encouraging yourself. Thinking about the things. Why am I feeling this way? Okay? And then breaking it down, challenging those negative thoughts. Now, as a Christian, we can go even further by replacing these negative thoughts with positive ones. And then we can add truth by faith. We can say not only, oh, I'm good in these other areas, but we can say what God thinks about us. We can replace this with some absolutely powerful things that are eternal. So we could say it's not just replacing the negative thought, I'm a failure, with our truth, I have done well before. It's replacing the negative thought with, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's replacing it with God's truth. You know what? I can do all things. And there's something powerful about the fact that because we're talking to the children of God, there's some things that we can deal with. Because, listen, we can go to counseling, and I strongly agree that counseling helps. But there's some things that we can do in the presence of God. There's some things that, because of the Word of God, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. There's things that the Word of God can do by us claiming that by faith and speaking His truth over our life that will change the way that we think. So something that we have access to greater than just our truth is God's truth about our situation. So we can challenge our negative thinking with what God thinks about us, the power of His Word, the overcoming power of His truth. And we can say it by faith. And sometimes I feel bad, but you know what? I'm going to make it because you know what? God loves me. He's not going to leave me the way that He found me. And you know, there's something powerful about that. We have the presence of God living inside of us. So yes, I'm kind of talking about some things that we can switch in our own mind. We can think about that and we can actually progress. But this goes even further to our soul, our spirit, our eternity, our life, because we have access to the King of Kings. You can't teach this in other places because they don't know what you're talking about. You can't teach this, you can't, in counseling, unless you give a Bible study and God fills it with the Holy Ghost, and then you can go there. But there's something that we have access to that God can break chains, that God can renovate our mind. We can speak God's truth into the situation. I've been given power, purpose, Word, Holy Ghost. I know the way, the truth, the life. We can quote these things. We find examples of this in the Bible. David, one of the greatest men of God, one of these great men of God that we read in the Bible, he was a man after God's own heart. He gave several examples. 1 Samuel chapter 30, and I'm not going to go through all, I'll just give a couple. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, and every man of his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord." This was outside of the Psalms that he wrote. This is found in Samuel. So he encouraged himself. He didn't have nobody around, I guess. Everybody was all sad and all that, but you know what? And you read in the Bible, it's pretty cool, that you read where David is wallowing in sorrow, but he said, "My God will deliver me. My God will bring me through." We read Psalms 42, verse 5. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance." Read it in a New Living Translation. It says, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God." Something powerful about that. Psalm 118, verse 17 says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. This is not going to kill me. I will live. The Lord thinks better about me than I think about myself. There's some things that I'm going through, but you know what? God loves me, and I will make it. I have to encourage myself. You know what? Sometimes I won't have the words. Sometimes people won't encourage me the way that I like. And sometimes we just base all of our happiness on whether somebody else is going to encourage me. Some of us are just so miserable because we're waiting for someone to pat us on the back and say, "Good job." But guess what? They may never do it. And you know what? That's fine, because you're not doing it for that. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to, you know what? Listen, God loves us. "Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." I love Him, and you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. They didn't smile at me today. I love Him anyway. The Lord is my strength. I know He is willing. I know He is able. And so sometimes, instead of just dwelling on all these stinking thinking, because listen, we have plenty of opportunity. Now that you think about this, you're going to see stuff and you're going to realize that you know what, I'm kind of really getting down on myself. So-and-so didn't say hi to me. And then you'll start thinking some things, and then, you know, they probably don't like me. And you know, and we'll just jump the gun. You ever walk into a room, and you see two people talking, and then they start laughing, and then they turn and look at you, and you're like, great, they're talking about me. They just made a joke about me. I knew it. That just confirms that they don't like me. And then you run off into sorrow and pain, and you stop coming to church, and you get depressed and all that other stuff. But that's, it's you can even ask them, what was so funny? Well, we were telling a joke, and then you walked in the room, so we naturally looked at you. I'm saying, there's so many things that we dwell on that are just dumb, and we wreck ourselves. We mess ourselves up so much. And so we can come aware of this. What am I believing about myself? Am I believing these lies? Am I telling myself I'm a failure? Am I telling myself that I'm not going to make it? Because you're actually doing the work of the devil in your own life. You are just straight up linked up with the devil. And you don't have to do anything because he's just like, that's a good job. Yeah, yeah, you're actually better. Hey, we got a job opening. You keep up this good work. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we are like totally wrecking ourselves. And so we're not just limited to our positive truths, but we can claim the everlasting truths of God. When we become discouraged, because we will, I'm not trying to say that by faith, but it happens, you know. We have to be mindful of what we're believing. We got to ask ourselves, is there any validity to this? You know, I mean, if we could break it down and actually capture that feeling, what is that I'm feeling nervous or overwhelmed or depressed? What is that coming from? Why am I depressed? Kind of follow it back. Is there any validity to this? Now, I'm not saying that there is not an organic problem. Sometimes there can be severe cases and different situations, and I'm not denying that. So if you're struggling with something that's just heavy, these could have been things that had been going on for years. This could be things that is going on in your body. And so don't feel discouraged by this encouraging message, because guess what? Sometimes, literally, when we're so low, hearing good words only make us hurt more, because you see that other people are happy and you're not. And so I want you to know that even that is a trap. Even that thinking is negative, and it's keeping us from progressing, because I want you to know one of the most powerful things is hope. And so sometimes even messages like this, we can't receive it because we don't have any hope. We don't believe that. And one of the worst things that I see that happens in this world is fear and a lack of hope. Hopelessness is really what people describe depression. And when we don't have any hope, man, I tell you what, it really messes with us. We need hope. You know, God, He's the God of hope. He's the God of hope, and He'll fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. We need that hope. That's just how we are. Sometimes we're going through a hard time. I used to say this, and I've told this a couple times. Dad, don't think of me differently, but when I was younger, I wouldn't play baseball. And I was, when I first playing, and it was like, I was new, I'd be out in the outfield, and I was just, I didn't really like it. I was in right field, and I was just, this is boring. And I'd be sitting there thinking, but when I get home, I'm going swimming in the pool. So I'd be like, man. And then I'd have something to look forward to. Okay. All right, I'm going to get this over with so I can go swimming. I had something to look forward to. It kept me going. So we got to have hope. We got to know that, hey, this is going to pass. It is not always. Listen, you go through junk every day. This is the way that we are. But it's so funny. When we're going through that thing, it is overwhelming us. And we can't look past it. We only see the storm that we're in. You know, it's amazing. And I get to see this a lot. Is that when you're in the storm, storms are scary. It's just the thunder and the lightning, and you're in it. You can't really see past it. But you know the nature of the storm is that it dissipates and then it goes away. And it's also funny that right just beyond those clouds is a blue sky, if you can imagine that. But it's the nature of the storm is it passes. So when we are without hope and we are believing lies, we get stuck. And we want to go places in God, but a lot of times we're really hurting ourselves. We're really believing some lies. That's not me. I'm never good enough. Every time I talk, I try to witness and a bunch of garbage. A lot of us have such insecurities about things that have happened to us, about things that have gone on in our past, and we let that define us. But we can overcome that. And that these aren't just words of good feelings, but the truth of the Word of God is that He can continue to help us, that He can continue to renovate us, that help us with our mind and our heart and our spirit. We can get past things that maybe other people cannot, because we have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We can actually speak things that are not as though they are and watch God do some things. Well, there's some faith, there's power in the Word of God and in His presence. So we may be believing lies that keep us from growing in relationships. People don't like me. We may be believing lies that keep us from growing in our spiritual walk or in prayer. I'm too dirty. I can't even come before God. I've messed up so many times. These might be things we're thinking. We might be believing things that keep us from growing in the Word of God. I don't really need to know all that, or it's too much, or it's too hard. Whatever the lie is. Romans 12 and 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing or the renovating of your mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." How do you renew or renovate or make better? Because that's what that word renew means, to renovate or to make new, to make better. Well, if you do some renovation, you got to remove the old stuff and put in the new stuff. So a lot of times, I think, if we think about it, we gotta do some renovating in our mind. I'm getting attacked by a fly. So, distracted. Gina's like, uh-oh. But a lot of times we just sit there and we get so discouraged, and we believe in lies, but we need to think about some things. Think on these things. We need to, what is good? What is hopeful? What am I believing? What is the thing that is really plaguing my mind or happening the most in my mind? Is it always negative? You ever talk to somebody that's always negative? I don't even want to be around. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interfere. Well, chances are you don't even know you're negative, so it's fine. You won't even know if this joke's about you. But it's hard to be around somebody. It's hard to be around somebody that's always just negative, because it just makes you feel negative. So we got to think on these things. I think Jesus was very positive. I think His disciples were very positive. I think the men and women of God, we should be positive. We should think on these things. We should think, now, what can they do for me? What can I do? What can I do for the kingdom of God? What can I do today? Where am I going? I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to be positive. I want to work on what God wants me to do. What do I do? Oh, so let me just say, we must replace these lies with the truth. Growing in relationships, I am loved of God. He will help me love others. If we're not able to, if we don't think people like us, we can replace that with, I am loved of God. I will help love others. I will make it. I will get past this. I want to grow in the Spirit. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Grow in the Word. I must know the Word, because I won't know Jesus if I don't know the Word. I need to know. I need to progress in these. We can replace our whatever our lies are. We can grow. Now, one of the things that we'll talk about for just a little bit is that I'm going to catch this fly and I'm going to kill it. He's right here. And he's literally landing on my face repeatedly. That's the devil. See? That's the devil. Watch this. Watch this. Okay. He's on my head. The devil is a liar. Okay. So what do you do when you can't encourage yourself? What do you do when you can't encourage yourself? I'm just going to move around a little bit. Sometimes we get so heavy, it's so discouraged, so overwhelmed, so distraught, where we just can't even go there in our mind. It's like it doesn't even matter what we think about. We got so many problems and so many disappointments and so much life trauma. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. Jesus said in John 14:18, "I will not leave you comfortless." So when I was talking about some of these things earlier, I'm talking to you about the hope. We need hope. He said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Then it said he was speaking of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He won't leave you comfortless. He also said in John 7:38, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." He was also speaking of the Holy Ghost. The ingredients of life, or the water, it's going to flow out of you, out of your innermost being. The Holy Ghost. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. Romans 14:17. It says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." There is peace in the Holy Ghost. Philippians 4:7. "And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This peace is not something that you can figure out, because here's the problem. Maybe you have been thinking a lot. Maybe you've been thinking about a lot of negative, whatever it is, and we just keep trying to figure out our salvation. We keep trying to figure out our blessing. That thing that we need most, we overthink things, and we're dwelling, and there's some things that are just going to have to pass your understanding. There's an ingredient, or there is a prescription that I would recommend, and it's going to be beyond your understanding. There's some things that you just can't figure out. And that's where we have access to a prescription that nothing else, no one else can refill. We have access to something. It doesn't matter. Listen to me. I don't care what you have, what you've been diagnosed with, where you think you are. There is nothing like the power. I said, out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water. That is the source living inside of you. It's powerful. You're not just some broken down vessel that's useless. God is living. The King of Kings, the Creator, is living inside of you. You are not just a waste. It is not over. And if you believe that, you are believing lies. Because think about, what does God think about you? He wants you. He already said think on these things. But what if we actually could understand what He thought about us? Jude 1:20 says, but ye beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We must build ourselves up by praying in the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. When we don't know what to pray, we can pray in the Spirit. He'll help our infirmities. That word infirmities means weaknesses. Our situations. There's some things that we just don't know how to say. There's some things that we just don't know how to do. I can't figure it out. There's anxiety and depression and fear and worry, and it's plaguing our lives. And there's some things that you can't. But listen to me. When I heard this, that the peace of God that passes all understanding, sometimes we got to stop thinking. Yes, I'm talking about we need to, you know, think more about certain things. But then there's sometimes we just need to stop thinking, because your thinking too much is really just killing you, and you're never really coming to a good conclusion anyway. We need to renovate our minds. What do? When I can't figure things out or encourage myself because I'm overwhelmed, let the comforter and the peace that passes all understanding, the ingredients of life, flow through you as you build yourself up on your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we just need to pray in the Holy Ghost. We need to go into your closet. We need to go into the bathroom. We need to go wherever you got to go, in your car, and pray in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, letting the Lord flow through you. Listen to me. There is nothing like the power. We have access to something that this world, if the world only knew about it, if doctors only knew about it, because listen, you can watch what happens. They've done studies and stuff. Where when you pray, there's stuff that's going on in your brain. God is doing things inside of us. There are some things that you don't know how to say, and some situations you don't know how to deal with. So guess what? Stop trying to overthink things and just give it to God. Lord, I lift my voice to you. I don't even know what to say. You pray in the Holy Ghost. Just speak in tongues. Let the Lord come over your mind. And listen, there is no weapon, there's no tool, there's nothing greater than letting the Lord, the King of Kings, renovate our minds and praying in the Spirit. Lord, there's things I can't deal with anymore. Why don't we just go ahead, and if you want to pray, you don't have to stand, just lift up your hands. Let's go ahead and praise Him. God, I love you, Lord. There's no one like you, Father. I thank you for your regenerating power. Lord, for the hope that is in your word, for the hope that is in your name, for the hope that resides in me. You're the God of hope, Lord. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, that, Lord, you're not going to leave us the way that you found us. That, God, we will overcome. We will not die. We will make it, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in this church. That, God, there are things that are being cultivated inside of us. Lord, there are situations that we are being broke free from. We are not going to believe these lies anymore. We are not going to believe what the devil, what the world, what other people might think. But God, my hope is in you. I'm going to keep praising you. I'm going to keep reaching for you. I'm going to keep believing that, God, your thoughts for me are greater. Lord, that I will overcome, that I will not die. Hallelujah. Why don't we just clap our hands and lift up our voice. Passed away, and on that day, I'm gonna listen. That is something that I'm gonna look forward to. I'm just passing through. I need to remember that this is not my identity. This problem that I have is not my identity. I am not gonna let this rule my life anymore. I'm gonna keep praising you, Lord, and I'm gonna keep believing that you love me and that I will make it. Let's clap our hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you do, Jesus. Jesus' name. Wow, I'm done. And we are actually early, which is okay, because I think we're going to be going to, I don't know if you want to have people go back over there. But while we, before we dismiss, why don't you just look at somebody and tell them to just encourage yourself. Hey, listen, I'm all for it. Definitely encourage others. That's what they do. But remember that sometimes we go through stuff. Encourage yourself. All right? All right. Love you. You guys are awesome. We're going to go back in there. We're going to do like a baby dedication for just a couple minutes. And then we're going to start main service. All right? You are dismissed.